This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps. In 1931, Igor Stravinsky had an acoustical problem. He didn't like the combination of bowed strings and hammered strings that you get when combining piano and violin. But he wanted to write a piece for a violinist he had just befriended named Samuel Dushkin. In his words, in order to reconcile this distaste, he wrote the 5-movement piano-violin work, Duo Concertante. Christina McGann and Alessandra Volpe are here to perform it, along with Nashville Ballet's Paul Vasterling. Welcome to Studio C.
Thank you for having us.
Paul, describe the Balanchine Ballet that goes with this work.
This work was created in 1972. Balanchine decided he wanted to do a Stravinsky festival, and what's wonderful about that fact is that 4 of the works, he did 8 on that program, he did 8 works of ballet on the program, 4 of them are still around, one of which is Duo Concertante, a true masterwork. The other ones included the violin concerto, Stravinsky violin concerto, and symphony in 3 movements. So this is a smaller work that is really a pas de deux, a duet of a man and a woman, and what is really interesting about it is Balanchine started and ended in really unique ways. The center part of it is, you know, it feels like a very Balanchinian duet, you know, and Balanchine was the 20th century choreographer who really changed the way we think about ballet and the way that ballet as an art form was presented and done. But he has and Balanchine was all about music, right? His impulse was music. And so he started kind of in a really unique way in that he has the dancers come out and they just stand and listen. The two musicians are on stage and it's kind of this equal partnership. So the dancers come out and they're just standing in the crook of the piano and listening to the first movement, and they don't do anything except listen. So it's this wonderful kind of, you feel as if they've been inspired to dance throughout the whole thing. And then the last movement, which is this very sort of romantic and surprising piece of music, he sort of takes the spotlight, very theatrical and kind of not so much what he usually does. He takes the spotlight and starts focusing on different parts of the dancers' bodies. And it becomes this very sort of tableau of a romantic goodbye. It's very kind of very, very touching. And when I first saw the ballet, I was kind of like shocked at that part of it, that the way he did the end. So it's a beautiful piece of music, and we're so happy to be able to do it here and in Nashville in the next couple of weeks.
Well, speaking of how Balanchine was all about music, one of the first things I noticed about Nashville Ballet is that you always have live music, which is a layer of complexity and commitment to the music itself, which, you know, some companies might see as secondary to the dancing. What led you to that choice?
You know, just to give context, and you know, around the country, many cities have, you know, regional ballet companies of the cities, and they do not have the kind of music that we have in Nashville, the kind of access to these really great players and composers and music of all genre. So, it kind of is a no-brainer, right, when you really think about it, that we're here in Music City and we have the access to an amazing Nashville Symphony, of course, who's I hate to say this word, our house orchestra. The Nashville Symphony is our house orchestra, which is really fantastic. So, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer that music is one of our drivers as well. And and once you kind of go to live music, you kind of can't go back to record it. It changes the way you react as a mover, as a dancer. It's very hard not to have live music anymore because it does change the way you move. You know, there's that immediacy of the live music. The players are not playing at the same. And so they have to be really combined. They have to be of one with the music. And it's very exciting. It adds a whole layer of excitement to the performance. And it's caught in duo because, you know, they come out and they listen to the music and they are in that moment and becoming inspired by it.
And here is Duo Concertante, a piece in 5 movements from 1932 by Igor Stravinsky, performed by Christina McGann on violin and Alessandra Volpe at the piano here live in Studio C. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Christina McGann on the violin, Alessandra Volpi at the piano, performing Igor Stravinsky's Duo Concertant, a duo that will accompany A Pas de Deux with Nashville Ballet's upcoming performance. Paul, what else is in this performance?
It's a really great performance. It's called Modern Masters is the overarching title, and to really look for works like this that are musically significant, and then of course choreographers who are significant. So the first program on the first ballet on the program is a piece called the Ben Folds Project, or also known as Concerto, which is a piano concerto that the Nashville Symphony and Nashville Ballet commissioned for to become both a concert piece and a ballet. And it's the piece that we made our debut at the Kennedy Center with a couple years ago. The second ballet is called Bloom. It's to Philip Glass's second violin concerto. I mean, first violin concerto, I think. It's the second movement of that. A really beautiful lyrical piece by this a choreographer named Annabel Lopez Ochoa. And of course, duo. And then we finished with a really interesting ballet that's based upon Shirley Jackson's The Lottery, which is a short story that many of us probably have read when we were in middle school, kind of a contemporary modern Rite of Spring. This village of people have this lottery every year, and the person who wins the lottery, I guess, that's not the right way to put it, but the one who gets chosen is actually sacrificed so that the world can stay the way it is. It's about human nature, and the choreographer, who's named Val Canaparoli, commissioned a piece of music by a composer called Robert Moran. And I don't know, the music is very strong. I can't wait for our Nashville Symphony to get their hands on it. I'm excited to hear that. What's really interesting about this last lottery ballet is that there's an actual lottery on stage every night. So there is a final solo, of course, the one who is chosen to be sacrificed. And the entire cast has to know the choreography. It has to be ready to do it at any moment, because they do a lottery and they don't know. They stand there, and whoever gets the black dot, everybody backs away from them and they're on. It gives it this wonderful immediacy, you know, and kind of scariness and energy that you would get in this, you know, first time ever, last time ever kind of feeling that we of course want when we're working in live theater. You know, I always tell our dancers, you know, I want you to dance it as if you're never going to dance it again, or play it like you're never going to play it again. That's when we really feel it, right? And so this is kind of a prime example of that. It's a great show. I'm really excited about it.
All right. Tickets are still available for Modern Masters with Nashville Ballet, including Stravinsky's Duo Concertant, April 26th through 28th at TPAC's Jackson Hall, and you don't know how it will end every night. In the meantime, for another look at Nashville's classical music, check out the latest episode of our podcast, Keeping Score. Host Kara McLellan took Blair School of Music Dean Mark Waite to ride the roller coaster of emotion around Robert Schumann's Second Sonata. You can also go back to December's episode where Paul Vasterling describes how he let Nashville Ballet make the Nutcracker Nashville's own. Listen for free anytime wherever you get your podcasts or at 91classical.org. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.